Welcome to the Norris Group Real Estate Podcast, a show committed to bringing you insights from thought leaders shaping the real estate industry. In each episode, we'll dive into conversations with industry experts and local insiders, all aimed at helping you thrive in an ever-changing real estate market, continuing the legacy that Bruce Norris created, sharing valuable knowledge and empowering you on your real estate journey. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a newcomer, this is your go-to source for insider tips, market trends, and success strategies. Here's your host, Craig Evans.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. I am clearly not Craig Evans and or Bruce Norris. Sorry to disappoint everybody. I am Joey Romero. I'm the Senior Vice President of Operations for the Norris Group. And today I will be your humble guest host. Today we are joined by two longtime friends of the Norris Group, Karin Hall, CEO of Udirect IRA Services, and Matt McFarland, Managing Director of Keystone CPA. How are you doing, guys?
Doing great.
Good, Joey. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Well, we wanted to tease a little more. Last week we had Bruce on the show talking about what he's going to present, you know, market update and, you know, the state of the economy right now, interest rates, the Fed, everything. But today I wanted to focus on our other partners that are going to be there on June 8th. June 8th is going to be not a full day event, but it's going to be a very fast moving, hard hitting, you know, hour of tax advice, hour of, can I say tax advice, Matt, or is it tax education?
Sure, you can say whatever you want. You're Bruce Norris today.
So tax investor education. We're gonna learn the importance and why you should have a self-directed IRA, and then Bruce is gonna give us a market update. What he sees for the rest of the year, and what he sees for 2025, as well as our new CEO Craig Evans will be telling everybody what the Norris Group is gonna be doing in the immediate future. And what we see for the long-term vision of the Norris Group. So I won't say everything now because I don't want to give away the whole candy store right now. But so let's jump right into it, guys. This question is for both of you, I think. Does it matter that it's June? When is a good time to plan your taxes and your IRA, self-directed IRA? Either one, whoever wants to go first.
Yeah, take it, Matt.
No, I mean, there's, it doesn't matter. It's June. I mean, June is from perspective of doing tax planning, like the sooner you get started, the better, right? I mean, I think that's a big mistake a lot of people make is that they think that tax planning happens in March or April when you sit down with your CPA and give them your tax documents for the previous year. But as we all know, you know, kind of best tax planning is kind of doing proactive planning ahead of time is leading up to whatever you've got going on. What are you trying to accomplish in your goals and your planning? And, June is better than doing it in December, but, you know, January is better than doing it in June, right? So anytime it's good to get started, get that ball rolling and kind of start planning ahead.
Yeah. With self-directed IRAs, I mean, it's the same thing. You've got to start planning your retirement the minute you think about it. I mean, you could be a kid, not even 18, and start planning retirement. So it's never too early or too late. I think right now we've just passed the contribution deadline. So the contribution deadline for a lot of the accounts was April 15th. And for SEPs, we're coming up to the tax filing date all the way possibly up until October 15th, depending on when you file your taxes. So you still have time to plan for that if you're using a SEP IRA, but it's always a good time to plan for retirement.
Matt, I think this one's more for you. How prepared do folks come when they first come to you? I'm not talking about the next year, you know, a client that you've already seen, somebody who's brand new. Like, are they blown away about from like the standpoint of they're not even close to having everything that they possibly could need to really truly plan?
Yeah, it's people come to us for the first time to kind of work with us and work on doing tax planning. I think it is, to your point, I think it's a little eye-opening to some people for sure, because they never even thought about things in this way, right? Like, we're trying to look at things holistically. Like, yeah, yes, we're going to talk about tax planning, but we are going to talk about retirement accounts. We're going to talk about, you know, what are you looking to do from your investments? You know, we're not investment advisors per se, but we want to understand the whole picture, right? To be able to give you good sound advice, I need to know kind of what all these areas of business, investing, real estate, you know, where are your income sources, all that kind of stuff. And I think conceptually people get that, but again, sometimes they haven't thought of it in some of that regard before. So it's like, oh yeah, no one's ever asked me that question before, you know? So, but yeah, it can be a great, good learning experience for everybody.
Yeah. And, a question for Karin here. Why is it self-directed different than most investment vehicles? And, what's the biggest advantage that it brings to investors?
Wow. A self-directed IRA it's different because it's a non-market correlated asset kind of a vehicle. It's not about the stock market, you know, it's about alternative assets, real estate, private equity. It's about precious metals, performing, non-performing debt. I mean, it just really opens the door to a different variety of investing and just so many different kinds of assets. And, you know, it's good for real estate too, because, you know, if you've got a piece of real estate in your self-directed IRA and you've got it for a while and you decide to sell it, you don't recapture depreciation. So that's not too bad. And that's kind of a bite for people that invest personally. So self-directed IRAs can be great for all these alternative investments.
So to piggyback on what Matt was saying earlier about the preparation, like the first thing we say is, did you talk to your CPA? So do you advise that they go to their CPA before they see you so that they have a better, like Matt was saying, more holistic view of their overall investment strategy?
Right. Yes. It's really important for people to have that, holistic view of what they want to do and have a real plan. I mean, it's called retirement planning, and you need to have an overall view. And yes, we always say, you know, discuss it with your financial advisor, because people are going to invest in stock market assets. And so they need to look at the whole picture. And it's not just, you know, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds and alternative assets. I mean, throw in life insurance and throw in annuities, it's even Social Security. It's so many different layers for retirement savings. So we definitely recommend that someone have a plan and discuss it with their professionals, especially their CPA, you know, because their CPA is going to be the one who deducts things from their taxes, you know, writes things off and so forth. So, you know, your tax person has to be involved in your retirement plan so they know what you're doing and so you can actually get the tax benefit.
I want to talk about crypto. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole.
We could go. If you want.
This one's for the both of you. Can you touch on what the biggest change you've seen in your industry this year?
I was thinking about that. I think from our industry, the biggest thing that we've seen is really actually an uptick in kind of government enforcement and audits, if you will. You know, I know with the Inflation Reduction Act that came out, I think 2 years ago now, they kind of, you know, they earmarked about $80 billion to the IRS for them to use in various sources. And one of them was to hire more agents. One of them to modernize their systems. We're kind of seeing that come to fruition a little bit. Now that doesn't mean be afraid of IRS audits. It just means to, you know, to do the right things, to plan ahead, right? Have all your ducks in a row so that, you know, you are taking advantage of all the legal tax incentives that are out there that the government wants to take advantage of, but have all your documentation and support in place so that if you do get audited 2, 3, 4 years down the road, it's going to be as painless as possible, right? So, but we definitely have seen that on the uptake in the last six to 12 months for sure.
On June 8th, will we be learning about some certain tools that they, or maybe things that they need to be looking out so that maybe they don't fall in the audit pile?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we're definitely going to talk about that because I think with the pending changes, you know, coming up with possible elections and all that stuff, it's all kind of interrelated, right? I mean, we can definitely talk about that and answer people's questions about kind of what are the best practices to, you know, documentation retention, planning ahead, you know, getting everything in order so that that you can, you know, minimize your audit risk as much as possible.
Karin, what's the biggest change you've seen in your industry?
Yeah, I think a couple of changes in 2024. One is that you can take a 529 savings plan, which is a state-based plan, and if it's 15 years old or older, so say you know your kids maybe had it and they didn't use it for college or there's some left over, they can actually roll that over into a Roth. So that's something new for this year. Also this year, 2024, six new exceptions to the being able to, I guess, withdrawal plan. And so you can take the money out without a penalty. So penalty exceptions, I would call it. Six new penalty exceptions, adding on to a list of already seven. So it's a lot of penalty exceptions now. But really the biggest change, it really happened at the end of 2022 and has yet to totally come to fruition. It's kind of frustrating. I'm waiting for this to happen. But that is that the SEP IRA and the Simple IRA can have Roth contributions, you know, contributions where you already paid the tax on them. But the IRS, Department of Labor, has yet to come out with guidelines. And I was in Washington, D.C. at the beginning of May, literally talking to the IRS. They were on a panel and they are trying to come out with guidelines. But it's been, a solid year and a half. And we don't have guidelines on that yet. So it's really difficult to know how to implement. But just know that that's on the horizon. And with the SEP contribution going all the way up to a cap of $69,000, imagine all that money being Roth money, so it grows tax-free for life. I mean, that is on the horizon.
Has anything really surprised you guys in 2024?
I mean, from my perspective, I think the thing that surprised me the most is kind of good and bad, how you look at it, right? Is like the lack of tax changes over the last few years. So, all political commentary aside, leading up to Biden's election in 2020, he had big proposals in terms of changing tax rates, getting rid of 1031 exchanges, talk about it off and on for the last few years. It's back in his proposal again. But there was something beginning here that kind of piggyback on that with the bonus depreciation. They had this law that came out and said, hey, we're going to bring back bonus depreciation, make it retroactive at the beginning of 2023. This came out talking about this after tax season started, right? And it's like, okay, so this, it got through the first, you know, the first hurdle, you know, everyone approved it. So it's like, hey, this looks like it's going to be fast tracked. And then it's slammed to a halt. And it's like, at this point in time, everything I read is like, it's not going to probably pass prior to the election because, you know, one side of the aisle doesn't want to give the win for the other side of the aisle and all that stuff. And so that's the biggest change that I've seen, is like nothing's actually happened. That's the biggest surprise to me, is like that didn't get passed really quickly and that there hasn't been more action on tax changes. But not to say that that's not going to happen in the future, because I think that's coming down the pipeline for sure.
Yeah, and in the self-directed IRA space, you know, it's like the opposite. I'm surprised there are so many changes. Self-directed IRAs and retirement is an area that the government largely leaves alone, because of course it offsets the need for Social Security. I mean, you know, people are taking care of their own retirement, and so few changes most of the years I've been in the 17 years I've been in the industry. But yeah, lots of changes now. Like I mentioned, before, again with the 529 being able to roll over to Roth, new penalty exemptions and, you know, new considerations for Roth IRAs, just lots of different changes like that. So it's more than ever, really.
Is it just rumors right now, or what are you hearing that's coming down the pike, you know, for 2025? Do you expect, you know, serious changes or any changes at all in 2025?
I mean, from our side of it, I definitely do, because one of the things I think a lot of people don't understand is, regardless of what happens in the election, like even if, you know, nothing changes in the government or it changes, if they don't change any tax laws, the things are going to expire at the end of 2025. So top tax rate is going to go from 37 to 39.6%. They're going to, you know, cut the standard deduction in half. They're going to go away with the 20% of tax-free income deduction that people have been using for the last 7-8 years. So that's if nothing even happens, right? That's just based on how it's going to go. But with pending elections and things, I'd be shocked if there wasn't some changes, whether good or bad, coming, you know, depending on what happens at the elections, obviously.
You think they're going to be drastic?
I mean, I guess it depends, you know, it depends, right? If Biden holds on to the presidency and can get his way with Congress, I think he's going to keep trying to pass these proposals to, you know, drastically change the top tax rate. I think the big change that he wants to do is tax people on capital gains over $1 million, change it from 20% to 40%, basically. So that would be a huge change. Now, again, it hasn't happened in the last 4 years. So, you know, is it going to happen if he remains in there? But then, you know, if Trump comes back, I think he's already talking about, you know, extending his tax cuts that he put in 2017. So I mean, it's almost like a, you know, are you a betting man and which way are you going to go, right?
What about you, Karin? What do you see in 2025?
Yeah, I mean, the self-directed IRA space and the retirement space isn't a dramatic space, but I think the only thing I see coming up in 2025 that would be of note is that the catch-up contribution might be indexed. Instead of just being a flat $1,000, it might be indexed to inflation. So that's something we might be looking forward to in 2025.
What's the biggest mistake you've ever seen made by an investor?
How much time do we have? And where do we begin, right?
Well, you can look at it as the biggest, like, hey, somebody went to jail, or the biggest, like, man, it cost them a lot. Like, either one.
Yeah, it's – I know. I think the – yeah, it's – we talk about this a lot, but I think the biggest mistake people make is just not, you know, not having good records, you know, just from the beginning, right? It's not having good records, not knowing what to deduct, not following the rules, not meeting with a good tax advisor. You know, along those lines, it's, you know, thinking that I mentioned earlier, right? Thinking that your tax preparer is doing tax planning for you. I think that's probably the biggest mistake people assume is, hey, I'm meeting with my tax guy in March and April, and they don't realize or don't, they forget that, you know, the average CPA is probably doing 500 to 1,000 returns a year, working 16-hour days in March and April. You know, do you really think they're thinking about what's going to be best for you 12 months down the road, right? So that's why it's important to kind of do real tax planning as opposed to kind of, you know, just thinking your tax preparer is doing it for you. So
yeah,
I would say that's probably the biggest mistake we see.
And that's a humongous difference, right? So because tax preparation is just part of your overall tax planning that you guys do with folks, right?
Yeah, I mean, tax preparation, if you think about it, right, it's just, I mean, there's an art to it, obviously, but it's putting numbers on a form that for things that already happened last year, right? Real tax planning is talking about what do you guys want to accomplish going forward and what are your goals and, you know, are you building this business? Are you going to expand your real estate or whatever it is, right? So it's definitely two different animals.
Karin, what have you seen big mistakes?
I think the biggest mistake I saw was when we had this attorney and he had a rental property and a self-directed IRA, and then he had the renters pay the rent to him personally, which is a big mistake. You know, you're not supposed to take personal possession. But then he also, well, he said, well, what's the problem? I claimed it on my income taxes. So he filed it as income on his income taxes as well. So he just really, you know, that's something that's hard to unring that bell, you know. But I think another big mistake that we see is asset sponsors paying the proceeds from assets to the account holder directly. So that's a big mistake. And so those are two huge things, is when the account holder receives the money personally. That should not happen.
Now, what I like about what we've done in the past, you know, this is more of a condensed and expanded. June 8th is going to be a condensed yet expanded version of our old tactics brunches, right? So we're going to do, instead of, you know, giving you guys 15 minutes each and then, you know, everybody kind of talk at the end, we're going to give everybody a full hour of, you know, Keystone CPA, you direct, a full hour of Bruce Norris, where that's going to be a little bit different. Now, what I love about you guys as partners is that you guys aren't just CPAs. You're not just, you know, the CEO of you direct. You guys are also investors. Mm-hmm. So can you talk about why that's important, you know, running the businesses that you run and actually being in the game, having skin in the game?
Yeah, that's a great question. Cause we, you know, I think we see that a lot, right? It's like people come to us like, hey, how do I find a good CPA that understands real estate, right? Like, you know, you can have, there's a lot of CPAs out there that are probably, we'll call them generalists for lack of a better term, right? And but I know we'll be the first to tell you, like, I don't, you know, I can't help you. If you have a retail clothing store, like I am not the guy for you, because last time I worked on a retail company was like 25 years ago or something, right? So, you know, it's just, you know, having somebody that can talk the same talk as you and understand what you're going through and, like, you know, understand your questions. You may not know all the right questions to ask, but it, like, at least when you're asking a question, we don't have that glazed look on our face. Like, I don't even understand what question you're asking. Right. Like, cause you'll get that a lot. I mean, you know, you're not going to go to a, you know, you're going to go to a specialist doctor to do surgery, right? You're not going to go to your family doctor, right? So it's kind of same philosophy, right? Is it? I think it just helps being able to understand where you're coming from and have that conversation to kind of keep you moving in the right direction.
Yeah, and the same thing in the self-directed IRA space. When we're real estate investors, we can more empathize with our, you know, with our customers, our account holders, our you know, clients. And so, you know, that my background is in, well, real estate. I've had 3 real estate licenses and also mortgage lending. I spent about 16 years in loan origination and loan servicing. So understanding the note portion, but also I am a real estate investor and understanding a little bit, you know, I mean, not Bruce Norris level, you know, but understanding some real estate markets, some micro markets that I'm investing in, but just what's going on. And that it's crazy to see, for example, prices increase when rates increase, and what, you know, why is that? And so our account holders are facing those same situations. And so it's good to be able to empathize with the account holder.
So before we wrap up, can each of you guys just tell folks, you know, what can they expect to learn on June 8th from your particular perspective?
Yeah, no, I mean, we're excited to kind of be there. Amanda and I are both be there, looking forward to it as we have for the last 15 years doing it with the Norris Group. So, I mean, we're planning to kind of, you know, again, we'll talk about kind of what we're seeing in the marketplace right now from a tax perspective with the audits and how to plan and minimize that risk. We're going to talk about kind of what strategies are working in the marketplace and what our other clients are doing to take advantage of, you know, good tax planning. And and then again, looking down the horizon, right? Just what if this happens, what can you plan for? If this happens in the elections, what can you think is going to happen? And so I think it's going to be a lot of good stuff, and I look forward to kind of, you know, helping people answer the questions too.
Yeah, and regarding self-directed IRAs, I mean, next year will be the 50-year anniversary of the IRA, and, you know, ergo the self-directed IRA. And so even though it's been around 50 years, a lot of people don't understand a self-directed IRA, really how it works. So we'll get into the basics, but for the advanced class, there's always, you know, there are always things like, you know, the Roth ladder is something that a concept someone has come up with. I mean, we already know this. I'm sure Matt and Amanda have seen this many times, a strategy for using Roth IRAs to invest. And we can talk about some, you know, we can talk about some strategy as well with self-directed IRAs, but we'll have something for the beginner and something for the advanced.
Yeah, what's going to be great too is that, you know, there's going to be the 3 partners. And so we're going to have some pretty significant breaks in between, you know, half an hour at a time, where they're going to be able to visit your table, you know, get information. I was under the understanding that Keystone couldn't take any more, you know, clients, but that's not the case, Matt. Like, so if somebody's looking for CPA, how do they find you guys?
Yeah, no, the best place to find us is our website, keystonecpa.com. We have a lot of good information on there. We are taking on clients for tax planning and tax returns going forward and things like that. So, yeah, we're excited to work with real estate investors. That's what our bread and butter is. So, yeah, I look forward to being there on the 8th.
Karin?
Yeah, well, the best way to get a hold of us is info@udirectira.com. I mean, all questions answered, you know. And our website has a really robust blog with answers to a lot of self-directed IRA questions. How do I do this? How do I do that? There's so many different variables, RMDs, you know, what do I do with a Roth? What do I do? You know, what's a simple IRA? How does it work? And any question you have for self-directed IRAs, we probably have a blog article on it. So just our website is really the best source.
And that's the one thing that I've noticed, like, recently, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm just, you know, one of those, like, where you say, oh, I've never seen one of those cars, and then all of a sudden you see a bunch of them.
Selective attention,
Yes, I've seen you guys out and about way more this year. Like, I see Amanda just, like, on all kinds of podcasts. I see, you know, all kinds of clubs, you know, and Karin, one of the things that Craig told me was, like, man, she's really active on LinkedIn. I said, yeah, she's all over the country. She's always posting stuff. So it's really great to see you guys doing all that. So one of the last things I want to talk about is the giveaways that we're doing this year. You know, the Norris Group's going to be giving up some VIP subscriptions, 2 tickets to I Survive Real Estate, which we are doing October 25th. And we are going to give away for the first time a lifetime VIP subscription to somebody in attendance. Okay. Now, both of you have been very gracious in giving away something too. Karin, I understand that for attendees only,
yes,
we're going to waive the setup fee for any brand new IRA account, right?
That's right. Yeah, we'll waive the $50 setup fee for anybody who wants to start a self-directed IRA. And we also give a free 20-minute consultation anyway, but we will waive the setup fee for the attendees for Elevated.
Nice. And Keystone CPA is actually going to give away what is it called? Invest. Matt, what do you guys call it?
Yeah, I was trying to remember because I know I think Amanda shared it with you, but I think it's giving away one of our strategic tax planning.
Yes, that's exactly it.
consultations. So it's usually a two meeting thing where we meet with one of our advisors and we kind of dig deep into what you got going on, help you come up with that strategy and things like that. So yeah, we usually charge about $5,000 for that. So yeah, I think we're going to be giving that away to one free to one of the attendees at the event. So
yeah, so that's a very, very gracious of you guys. And Karin, just because it isn't, you know, if we get, you know, 100 people, you're right at the $5,000 too. So
you
gave away.
I hope we do. So, love to do that.
Yeah, so the goal is, you know, what Craig wants to do, and I won't, you know, divulge too much because Craig wants to continue the legacy of what the Norris Group has been for the last, you know, 27 years. And that's, you know, a resource for what we used to call, you know, not mom and pop, but, you know, Aaron used to have this great saying, you know, for Main Street, not Wall Street, you know, so our Main Street investor clients that follow us and have followed Bruce forever, we want to continue being that resource. And so one of the things that we want to do is build it like an investor toolbox and give them a wide variety of resources and strategies that they can use, because not everything's going to work for everybody. You know, you might be really good face to face, you know, you might be an introvert, but you still, you know, see the value of real estate. So maybe, you know, a mail campaign is better for you. So we're going to be building that in the future, and we'll be talking a lot more about that on June 8th. Guys, I really appreciate you guys jumping on very short notice. I'm really looking forward to hanging out with you guys. Hopefully you guys can stick around on June 8th and, you know, we'll all go to dinner and maybe we'll just tell everybody where we're at. We'll get to all hang out afterwards. You know, there's a lot of great places right there in downtown Riverside. So I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for being on today. And if you need anything, you always know where to find me.
Thanks, Joey.
Yep. Thanks again for having us, Joey.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
For more information on hard money loans, trust deed investing, and upcoming events with the Norris Group, check out thenorrisgroup.com. For more information on passive investing through the DBL Capital Real Estate Investment Fund, please visit dblcapital.com.
The Norris Group originates and services loans in California and Florida under the California DRE License 01219911, Florida Mortgage Lender License 1577, and NMLS License 1623669. For more information on hard money lending, go to thenorrisgroup.com and click the Hard Money tab.